On Poetic License today, we have Adriana Lopez Villarreal. She's an El Paso native who just returned to La Frontera after living in Philadelphia and La Ciudad de Panama, Panama. She received her BFA in directing, playwriting, and production with a minor in musical theater. She's performed in over 80 theater productions and has taught theater to youth across the greater Philadelphia area. And she does that here, too, in El Paso. She's currently an arts consultant and works to provide theater-based after-school programming here in El Paso. She's an all-around force as well here on the borderlands, Adriana. We're honored to have you here in the studio.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Como dije, estuve asombradísima when you told me, hey, you want to come out to K-Tip and talk to me on the radio? I felt cool.
Yeah, well, you know, I saw you at a reading also, and, you know, I thought, well, we got to get her on the radio, so that's right.
Thanks. I was really excited. That was a great reading, too.
Yeah, it was. It was a fun reading. It was a late night reading.
Yeah, it was late. It was real late.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of used to that now, like the nocturnal lifestyle of doing the art scene for a long time. Went into it in college and fell in love with it. And
so you got into the arts like already in college, or were you already interested before that?
A little before that. It was actually really funny. I was really into political science and world history and anthropology and super nerd. And I did speech and debate for 3 years in high school. And then there was a turn where I got into show choir. And
wow.
I thought that was really cool. And I got really nerdy about that. And I dropped everything in forensics, like all the speech and debate things. And I took this 360 turn into the arts.
Wow.
So I left something that would have been political and all, because all of those things are involved in the arts.
I was going to say, right, because it somehow just plays a role. I'm sure it informs all your art and what
Absolutely.
You're doing.
Absolutely. Right? It was so great. The moment I found out that, wow, I can actually get a degree in this, I was so excited about it. And then I could actually excel and have a career at this. Oh, yeah. So then I went into it for college and I left El Paso, but the idea was always to come back.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Nice. It was to leave and to learn as much as I could and to contribute and give back to the community because this is where I was raised and this is where I think it's important to happen. And I mean, you know, the scene here is really booming and it's really there's a lot of talent.
There is.
There's a lot of talent, which is why that whole arts education component, which is great that we've talked with other artists before, it goes hand in hand. The education of it, the making sure that it's a part of curriculums, and then as well as just performing it and doing it and actively being involved in it. All we really need in El Paso is the platforms which are now being created, like with things like Frontera Slam and BWAM's Barbed Wire and things like your shows, provide us a place to learn and to experience and to try our hand at different art forms, which is exciting. And that's really what I hope. I really hope that it happens here.
Is that what you're going to talk to us a little bit about today?
Yeah, I think so. When I moved back to El Paso, it's only been 7 months.
Oh, wow,
I've been back
recent,
for seven months. And before that, I was living in Panama. And before that, Philly, New York, Baltimore, D.C., in and out of all those areas. And the idea was to learn as much as I could and apply all of those skills so that when I came back to El Paso, I could try to create an infrastructure with the people here that I've met. I think the biggest thing that we need here is just a place that people feel a kind of follow through with their art. Because I feel a lot of the times people will come up, they'll present, or they'll tell you they have this amazing idea, and it is amazing, but sometimes they just lack the resources to bring them all together and to make something happen, and then to have it be feasible and viable.
Yeah.
And that's the part that's exciting now, to see that most of the movement in El Paso, it's young. It's starting in their teens, and that's really where it needs to that's where it needs to grow. Theater, like other performers and artists have done before, is all-encompassing. You can really include music and lights and sound design and all of it comes together. So it's great. The moment I came back, there's something mesmerizing about El Paso. And I'm sure you caught on to it when you moved here. There's something about the people, just the rhythm of the town here, the desert landscaping. It all informs who we are. Like it's almost gente de tierra, and it's amazing. We work out of it. We learn how to survive in these kinds of heats, and then on top of it, we thrive in community.
Yeah,
the more we spend time with each other and get to learn from each other, that's how we get to grow.
Absolutely.
And I love it.
I know that you have, again, like you said, this theater background and also even a musical background to some extent.
But
how long have you been writing poetry?
Oh, man.
Because you're going to share a poem with us, right?
I am. Okay, I'll share a poem with you guys. So I started writing poetry actually in sixth grade, and I remember why. You know, the whole middle school thing that happens, drama, like the
I'm
whole psychological
right now,
warfare. I'm sure you must have someone in
I do,
your little
my daughter,
one, right?
Yeah.
It's hard.
That's right.
Middle
it
school is.
Is
also the hardest, I would say, age group to teach because they have so much going on.
Yeah.
And that is honestly the best time to introduce the arts to them and get them really involved. So I started writing when I was 11, 12 years old, just to deal with the bullying and the people being meany, ay que gacho, and all that stuff. Y no te preocupes, mijita, it's going to be okay. Right. So it helped me really deal with that. And then I think that I really, really wanted to invest time in learning and reading as much as I could so that I could become better and better. And
sure, that's, yeah, absolutely.
So 12 and then kind of sort of decent maybe at 16, maybe.
Decent at 16?
Maybe. Maybe 17 because then you're more angsty. Like, you have more to talk about.
Yeah, that's right. You are angsty. Yeah. Please, by all means.
Okay. So I'm gonna do a poem in Spanish. It's called Cómo Emborrachar Mi Corazón. Observa el ritmo de mi cuerpo al caminar como la última gota de vino que se escurre sosegado de la copa fina que la arrullaba y cuidaba. Escucha mi soñar con la mansedumbre del silencio del amanecer esperando el gorgorito de la paloma. Ve mis labios carnosos como sagrados porque de ellos solo vienen verdades con fuerza bruta, sentimiento con llanto a flor de piel y besos con sabor a licor con el calor de un increíble amor. Abraza mis inquietudes con brazos fuertes de acero y luego de miel, que acarician mis vicios y inspiran a acercarme a mis valores. Emborracha mi corazón con felicidad, porque para mí hasta el suspirar es un regalo y ver el atardecer es mi paz. No pido nada más, solo pido estos regalos. No elegancia, el regalo solo pido de felicidad. Mm.
That was Adriana López Villarreal, an El Paso-based poet and theater person, a thespian and a musician and all those great things.
Yeah, all those things.
Thanks so much for joining us, Adriana.
Thank you, Tim. Yes. I loved being here.